confirm that, Jurgi? Can you confirm what you just told me off the air? Have you tried to confirm it?
I can neither confirm nor deny. That's why I'm not going to report it.
Well, I'm not reporting it. I'm just saying there's a rumor going around.
Well.
Randy Moss was seen out in Ottertail County, allegedly.
Fishing.
According to somebody on the Facebook.
Yeah, I think there's some might be some photos posted. Sign some autographs.
Really?
That's what I understand, but I can't confirm.
What establishment was he hanging out
in? I don't know.
And really, is it really newsworthy that you'd actually chase it down?
No.
Really not.
Probably not, but I'm sure he's gone if he was here.
I'm sure he is. By the way, you have a new nickname from me.
Okay.
Magellan. Yes, because the directions you gave me to the Red Horse Ranch
Friday.
Oh, they were spot on.
That's the way to go.
They were spot on, and it took me about 45 minutes to get there.
94 to 88 to 10.
Yes, bam, right there. Now, in the past, it used to take me like 2 hours to get there.
Did you go through Alec or what?
No, because I'd go down Highway 10 to Perham and then go on south on 78.
Oh, you were way out of your way.
Yes, I know.
And really?
Jerry's like, no, go to Rothsay, go to 88, go to 10 and take a right or take a left at Elizabeth and you're right there.
That would have taken you 2 hours.
I know.
Well,
so
okay.
I was about to leave the other morning and Jerry goes, well, which way are you going? What are you talking about?
Yep, that's the way to go. Big turnout at the ranch, I hear,
yes,
this weekend.
There was a huge turnout. Yeah. They're crediting me mostly.
I'm sure.
They certainly are. 4 o'clock, four pack. No, they're not, but they were very pleased with the turnout. Like 5,000 people there or something, I think, on Saturday night.
It's a big draw.
At the rodeo. Very nice.
I'm sad with you two right now. I'm very upset with you two.
Uh-oh.
Why?
You didn't comment on the song I played to open up the four pack.
I didn't hear it.
Notice it.
Yeah, neither of you two did. Go ahead and continue.
Let's
hear it. We got it?
You've inserted yourself in the four pack now, so you got what you wanted.
Cue it up.
No, I took it away now. It was the theme song to Oprah.
You know, I wouldn't have known the theme song.
I don't think I would
Oprah.
Have either.
No.
My daughter would. She watches every episode.
4 o'clock, four pack. Boy, that was a waste of 30 seconds. We'll never get back in our life.
Daniel was at a wedding, I understand.
I know,
weekend.
He's a little slow moving today.
I noticed that.
Can't wait for this day to be over. Uh-huh. He keeps saying that.
Knock the cake over.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he kiss the bride? Did he tick off the groom?
Probably. Lampshade.
What the black eyes for?
Lampshade on his head.
Well, that's what the marks in the forehead are.
That's from
the
lampshade
on his head. Yeah. Okay. Wow. 4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show. Oh, I'm so tired today. Top four talk show talkers of the day. Oh, I'm 24. It's like, geez, I can't do what I used to do. Here on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, the reason that Sluggy over there was playing the Oprah Winfrey song coming in was because Oprah Winfrey was over there in London. London. And she apparently went into a store that sells handbags.
I thought she was in Switzerland.
Oh, wait, she was in Switzerland, but it's Dateline London.
Right, it came out of the London Daily Mail.
Oh, okay, the London Daily Mail, yeah, but she was over there in Zurich. She was in Trois Pommes, Three Apples. That's what Trois Pommes, it's Three Apples.
Okay, very pricey.
Yeah, they have pricey handbags there.
Yeah.
She was looking at a handbag for $38,000. That was going to cost her $38,000, which that's a whole story in and of itself, that they'd have a handbag that would cost $38,000.
It's a lifetime guarantee on its own warranty.
I'm sure my wife, who has a very large collection of handbags, knows all about the $38,000 handbag, by the way. No, Michelle, we can't afford it.
You call yours a clutch, don't you? The one you carry?
Merce, okay. A man purse. Okay. Yeah, it's a merce. You want to know a funny story, by the way?
Sure. I've got nothing else to do.
Sure. I think I ordered my wife, Michelle, ordered.
Get it straight.
A subscription to a magazine.
Okay.
In my name, like Good Housekeeping or whatever.
Boy's Life.
No. A female-oriented magazine that was in my name. Or Shape Magazine.
Shape.
Shape Magazine. So one day in the mail, I get a package addressed to Mike McFeely. I go, wow, I never get packages.
Never get anything.
What's this? No one ever sends me mail. I open it up, and it's like a purse. And I said, now why in God's name would a purse come in the mail for me? And Michelle says, oh, that's my premium gift for ordering another subscription to Shape Magazine. And so our lovely daughter Emma was in the room, and she said, well, Dad, that's not a purse. That's a man's purse, because you have it. So It's a merce.
A merce.
So now every time we go someplace, Emma, being the smart aleck kid that she is, will say, hey, Dad, aren't you forgetting your merce to take to the game, fishing, work, whatever?
Where'd she get that smart alecky?
I don't know. My wife, probably. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, the store clerk at this expensive store in Zurich, Switzerland said, I don't think you can afford that handbag, madam. You need to leave the store now. What are you doing? You can't afford it. You know, if you have to ask the price for it, you can't afford it. Well, apparently, he didn't know that she was Oprah Winfrey. She can afford $38,000 for a handbag.
This was a Tom Ford bag.
A Tom Ford bag?
Yes.
Tom Ford Jennifer bag, I believe.
Tom. I just call him Tom.
Tom. Okay. It was named after Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
By the way, a fan of the American
Tom
design.
Ford. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she said that the guy refused to deal with her because he didn't think she could afford it. Now, she said it's a racist thing.
Now, it was
she's
a woman,
black.
Wasn't it? Wasn't it just a woman?
Was it a woman? I don't know.
You know, you have to translate the London Daily Times. Italian woman, she told the Swiss newspaper that she felt she was being cannibalized by Oprah on TV. So Oprah must have brought this up. She didn't know why the powerful Oprah Winfrey was making accusations against a shop girl. And there's been an apology, a swift apology from the Swiss tourism office, who condemned the clerk's actions as terribly wrong.
It's Oprah. Don't you know who she is? She could buy and sell the shop in Zurich.
If she walked in here, I'd know who she was. But, you know, somebody in Zurich, Switzerland, they don't get, what's her network that no one watches?
OWN.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey Network. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't get that in Switzerland. They just take everybody's money and hide it. Number three. Well, this is a bad deal for the skyscraper over in Spain, Jerky. Small town or Spain or medium-sized city in Spain built a, 47-story skyscraper that was supposed to have office buildings and apartments and everything else in it. Well, they got it almost done. It's 75% completed, this 47-story twin tower type of building. Guess what they forgot in the skyscraper?
Restrooms.
No. Almost as bad, though. How would you get from the first floor to the 47th floor normally in a 47-story skyscraper?
A series of escalators.
No.
An elevator?
Yes. They forgot the elevator, Jergy. They forgot to put in the elevator shafts in both towers of the 47-story building.
Now what?
They're going to have to maybe add one on the outside.
Oh,
they're,
we could do that.
They're just going to stick an elevator shaft in the outside of the building.
We need. You'll be able to see. And,
would you trust this company that's building this elevator to put an elevator on the outside of a building?
Or whoever designed the building, how do you forget an elevator?
Yeah, I think it sounds like it's the contractor more than they must not read the plans correctly and they forgot to put in the elevator.
I have a friend who's in the elevator repair business. And, of course, the running joke with him is, our things. Oh, my business is always up and down. True. He's from Hillsboro.
I know somebody who works in the escalator elevator repair business, too. Maybe it's the same person.
We'll compare notes.
I took this guy fishing up at Devil's Lake.
Wasn't
him. He's from Fargo. This guy's from Fargo.
This guy's from Hillsboro.
Okay. Yeah. Is it Hillsboro?
Yeah.
Not Hillsboro. It's Hillsboro.
Hillsboro.
Chud or Judd? Chud, North Dakota?
Judd.
Chud. Number two, Jergy, pro golfer Lee Westwood. He got into a Twitter fight over the weekend.
That's why I stay away from it.
Yeah, but... So here's the deal. So Lee Westwood's on Twitter. He blows his final round in the PGA Championship, shoots 76, finishes way behind the winner. So people go on Twitter and start ripping him. Ooh, Westwood, you choker. Ooh, Westwood, you do. Ooh, Westwood, you can't win a big one. Ooh, Westwood, this, West. Well, he was sitting around last night, probably not after having a couple of beers or anything, and he starts firing back and says, don't you people have lives? I've won $2 million this year. How much of money have you people made?
True.
You people need to get a life.
Good point.
Like I give a blank what the haters say.
Why is he reading it then?
That's life. Some people will always be just a little bit better and work just a little bit harder. Another Twitter said, just sick of negative blanks who sit behind a keyboard with a pitiful life mate. That's all. Come on, you girly boy trolls. I've won just over $2 million in the course this year. Need you to keep me entertained a bit longer than this. And he kept going on and on about it, ripping people who were ripping on him.
Well, of course, everybody wondered where Tiger was in this whole weekend. Yeah. And no matter, what was he, 16 shots
he was
off?
Way back, yeah. Not even close.
But they kept showing him.
Every time he turned the TV. You know why? He moves the needle. Yeah. That's why. When Tiger's on TV, people watch.
I was at someone that has a DirecTV, and you can watch. Is it the CBS Sports Channel? Or you can watch. They go to commercial. Yep. I guess TNT was carrying it yesterday, part of the day. But you can go to commercial, and the commercial's in the corner, and then you have all these six or eight screens that you can continue to watch. And one was on Tiger Woods entirely the whole time.
Yeah. He moves the needle. So anyway, Lee Westwood had to come out today, apologize, said he was out of line. He shouldn't. I apologize to my sponsors, my fans, everybody. I wish he wouldn't have done that, although it was probably a way to keep his sponsors happy.
Yeah, I'll be on with Jim Nance coming up.
But why? If people are going to rip him on Twitter, why can't he rip him back? That's my point.
I guess he could.
Why can't he?
Just
rip
don't
him
pay
back.
Any attention, Lee.
Number one, Jurgy. What's the update?
Everything, criticism that came your way, if that were to get under your skin every day, it doesn't. It just bounces right off.
I had somebody this morning say, Al Ahmet said, you must have skin as thick as a bank vault or something like that. Something along those lines. He said, with all the crap you take, Mike, and the way you handle it, you must have skin as thick as a armor plating. I said, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Number one, what became of the Facebook ad out of Bemidji, Minnesota, Jurgy, that basically said weed for sale? There was a Facebook post that somebody's trying to sell marijuana on Facebook.
They have kind of a Bemidji version of Craigslist, local. And there might be one around here. But somebody had posted, I think it was like a dozen jars of, appeared to be marijuana.
Oregano.
It was, no. It was and there was, it was labeled.
Did you know what it looked like?
It was labeled. And so the police department launched an investigation. They've traced the IP address to someone. And he says, and they're confident that someone hacked into his Facebook account, posted this. Turns out that the photographs of the jars of marijuana were taken from a four-year-old news story somewhere.
Oh!
But it was the talk of Bemidji the last several days. So the police chief says, we're not going to pursue it any further. No crime committed. And we're done with it. So that's the end of it.
See, when I came into the studio today, Joel Heitkamp's Facebook page was still open on this computer right here.
Yeah.
So I could have posted some
anything
nefarious photo of something and gotten Joel all in trouble.
You haven't seen the Sturgis photos, have you?
Seen some of them. Post those babies on Facebook, see what happens.
I have a special gift from one of our colleagues here, and I think this is just so special.
Look at that.
Tom Wynn now has his own refrigerator magnet.
It's a refrigerator magnet.
Now, he paid for it himself.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Really?
Tom Wynn, the big kahuna.
The big kahuna.
He's distributing refrigerator magnets now.
Look at that. KFGO Radio, the big kahuna. That's neat.
Soon to be a collector's item.
Why did he pay for them himself?
I have no idea.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
I'm sure if he would have asked upstairs, they would have said, what did they cost? Yeah, go ahead if you really want them.
Did you see the ratings, Tom? You can buy them for you.
He's got his email address and phone number. And what is that a picture of? There's a microphone, but it looks like an ice cream cone. Or is that his top of his head? Or what is that? Image.
It's the sun rising over a city's skyline in the shape of a microphone.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Very
clever.
Very clever. Thanks, Jurgy. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. We call him Magellan here on the Mike McFeely Show. If you need a back road to Otter Tail County, Jurgy is your man.